Oh yeah, you're listening to Dave Damashek.
All right, here he is, one of the greats in 2014 in the NFL. He's brought to us by Quaker. It's Andrew Luck. What's the poop, fella?
Nothing much. Just a nice day here and enjoying life.
All right, very good. I want to kibitz with you about all of it, but our time is short, so let's jump right into it. We'll talk about what you're doing with Quaker in just a second here. Meantime, you know, we fans, I say that you have quickly become one of the more popular players in the NFL because of your style of play. And, of course, you and the guys who came into the league 2011 and beyond, a lot of guys who have that pass and run dimension to the game. Do you like watching yourself? Do you enjoy watching highlights of yourself?
I try to stay away from watching highlights of myself. I don't think I enjoy it. You know, we watch so much film of ourselves throughout the weeks or throughout the years. I think we become numb to, you know, to be able to watch us do anything for pleasure, I should say. Mm. So it's always with a critical eye.
But you like, well, listen, the one highlight, if there's any in your playing history, I bet it's the one-handed catch you made at Stanford, right?
I guess. That was fun to be able to play receiver for a play. Yeah,
who do you like in watching any of those guys I referred to, that 21st century hybrid-type quarterback, or do you skew more towards Peyton, Brady, and those stand-in-the-pocket types?
You know, growing up, I loved watching Peyton and Brady, and I loved watching Steve McNair. I always thought he was, you know, tough as nails and then made some unbelievable plays. It is fun, to watch some of the runners as well. Although I think, you know, the older I've gotten, the less you sort of watch as a fan, mm-hmm. and the less you're able to sort of enjoy it, the more you're watching the defense or whatever. And it's just part of the business. I think you've been trained to watch everything with a, you know, with, well, if we were doing it, how would we do that? So it's a little different now.
I got you. You know, they still play the Pro Bowl. I say let's go the NBA route or the Major League Baseball route and do some skills type stuff. Who would win if we lined up all the QBs and said let's do a 40-yard dash? You, Russell Wilson, Kaepernick, Tannehill, Newton. Who would win that race?
that is a good question. I think you go. Go to the combine numbers. I'm pretty sure Robert Griffin ran the fastest 40, so I'd probably have to give him the nod.
Who do you think would lose between Peyton, Brady, and Rivers?
I don't know. They don't need to run fast. They throw balls and win games.
I see. All right. Fair enough. You're letting the older fellas off the hook there. But I mentioned Stanford a second ago. Do you think, because that's been the buzz the last few years, and he has rebuked the advances, do you think David Shaw will ever take a shot at the NFL?
I don't know. I don't know if it's my place to say if he will or won't. I know he's a Stanford alum. I know, being a Stanford alumnus myself, we're very proud to have him as our head coach. He's perfect for the job, so hopefully he stays there forever. But, you know, I understand it's not my decision to make. It's his decision to make, and if he keeps up the great success he's had, I'm sure many, many opportunities will come knocking. But you know, I don't know if it's my place to say if he should stay or go. We'd love him to stay, though, of course.
All right, fair enough. But here is something you can weigh in on. As one of the proudest Stanford Cardinal alumni from the football program, you and Elway, maybe you two could put your heads together and say something to the program about this. Those black uniforms have to go, man. It's enough. You have the red ones with the white pants and white hat. That's all you need. You don't need that black nonsense.
I love the classic red and white. It's simple, but I think it's fun for the guys to be able to wear black once a year. I know I enjoyed it, and I think the guys get a kick out of it.
All right, fair enough. How about this? You are well known for your Mennonite-style beard. I would love, I don't know why I have this as a fantasy, but I would love to shave you sometime. Can I do it?
You're going to have to ask my girlfriend first, but
she likes to do it herself. She likes to take the blade out there.
I think it's something you need permission from her to do that.
All right. Okay. So tell me what you're doing now with Quaker. Sounds like cool stuff.
Yeah, no. So third year in a row, had the honor, the pleasure to team up with Quaker and their partner, you know, Fuel Up to Play 60. We're doing a contest, make the play contest at quakermaketheplay.com. Families, you know, in the fall, families go online, sign up, show us how you're getting creative, how you're getting outside, being active, making up games. and a chance for a sort of day of fun with me in the off season. The grand prize would go around and eat some good breakfast, eat some oats,
mm-hmm.
and throw a football around and play some of the games that these folks have created. So a fun way to encourage, you know, families really to get outside together and enjoy themselves.
Well, that does sound like fun, and maybe we could start. It's not the most novel idea, but my quarterback foot race is pretty fun.
There you go. There's the first one.
Yeah, that's the baseline.
Just got to get the people involved now.
I got you. Yeah, that's our baseline established. Now beat that world out there. So participate in that. That sounds like good stuff. Are you a fan of eating the oats? I grew up on the oatmeal. That was Mo Damashek's. That was her special treat before sending me off to school each day.
I grew up on them as well. I still eat them every breakfast, actually. I'm a little weird. I put yogurt on my oatmeal, but it's the way I like it, and I guess I'm sort of proud of it now. A lot of fruit, too. But it's a part of my breakfast, absolutely.
Boy, I'll tell you, you're a likable fella, but you and I don't park our cars in the same garage on many things. And I am obstinate, and I do not like fruit mixed in with my oatmeal. I'm not a fan of that move.
Well, I think you're missing out on one of the finer things in life.
Okay, so after I shave you, I'll put fruit in your oatmeal, but none for me then.
Okay, it's a deal.
Okay, good. And also, do you? I think it would be funny, sort of like, you know, being a woman named Roxanne and not knowing the Police have a song about that. Do you consider yourself lucky? Do you believe in luck?
That is a tough, deep question.
It is.
You know, I've avoided saying luck. I say fortune most of the time. It sounds weird when it comes from me or my siblings or my parents or cousins. You know, I think we all sort of say fortune for some reason.
That's a weird move. I would think you would do like Donald Trump. He trademarked "you're fired." You could certainly trademark anyone saying "good luck." That should be your move.
That might be a stretch.
I might give it. It is pretty neat, though, that you get to wear the horseshoe on the side of your hat, and your last name is Luck, right?
Yeah, my sisters were super stoked about that when I was drafted by Indianapolis. So.
Yeah, very strange.
Yeah, it is.
Who did you, but you grew up or at least spent some time, or your old man at least spent time with the Houston Oilers. That's where I remember watching him toil. Who was your favorite Houston Oiler growing up besides your dad?
You know, he had retired by the time I was born, and we never really lived in Houston until high school, so I wasn't a huge Oilers fan per se, but Earl Campbell would have been my favorite, I guess.
Oh, yeah, he'd be terrific. And maybe, listen, with all due respect to the guys you have standing behind you in Indianapolis now, imagine Earl Campbell running behind Andrew Luck. That would be devastating.
He was very special.
Last thing, we just over the summertime when the World Cup was going on and all of that sort of thing, we cobbled together and of course you probably heard when LeBron James decided to go back to Cleveland as well, we decided to consider what would happen if all the NFL players went back to their hometowns and played in an NFL Cup, a World Cup-style tournament. You won't be surprised to learn L.A., Miami, the Texas towns all had good teams. But if something like that, if there was a World Cup for football, where would you go? Which nation do you think you would want to play for?
Well, the United States, of course.
Not Germany. What if Tom Brady won the gig over you they said, well, Germany, you can come out here and play. Would you do that?
No, I my allegiance is 100% to the U.S.,
I love it. USA. See, he's a patriot. Well, he's not a New England patriot. He's an American patriot. Even better. Andrew Luck, as advertised, you are delightful, even though you eat fruit on your oatmeal. I wish you nothing but the best. And again, talking about Quaker Oats, make sure you get in there, day of play, and come up with some clever ideas there. Invent your own sports. That's what we did growing up, right? I assume that's what you had to do as a kid growing up, right? Over in Germany and inventing your own fun.
Well, and in Germany, it was like you're inventing American football, so because they didn't know about it, so it was easy. But yeah, it was fun. But check it out, QuakerMakeThePlay.com. It'll be fun.
This American is a genius. He has come up with a great game. That was my attempt in a German accent. It wasn't very good.
You could work on it.
There he is, everybody. Quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts, Andrew Luck. Thanks for the time, fella.
All right, take care.
Dave Damashek.